I'm going to talk about a tool for network debugging, PathDump. Data center networks are essential to provide day-to-day online services. Networks are built based on scale-out topologies that consist of thousands of network devices, and aggregate traffic could easily exceed 100 terabits per second. Such a large networks involves complex dependencies among many network components. Despite this complexity, users demand high performance for their applications. Performance degradation, even for a short period of time, causes millions of dollars revenue loss. For example, Amazon reports that every 100 milliseconds of delay cost 1% of e-commerce revenue. Network complexity becomes even more with enforcement of policies like security and isolation. Finally, increasingly data centers are using programmable hardware. In these data centers, network switches are programmed to achieve various goals. This programmability adds complexity to the network. In such a large distributed and complex networks, network problems are inevitable. Bugs are failures, triggers forwarding rule updates, and creates temporary loops in the network. A faulty interface drops packets at random and do not update respective interface counters, thus creates a silent random packet drop problem. A mistake by an engineer may create a black hole in the network. The presence of these problems creates mismatch between what is happening in the network and what the operator intent is. Such difference could result in network outages or performance degradation. Ideally, network operators want to debug these problems and fix them in real time. There has been lots of recent efforts in building debugging tools. Majority of these tools have incorporated in-network techniques. The idea of in-network technique is to exploit the switch programmability to collect the debugging information from the network. For example, a few recent research proposals have collect the data plane snapshot and analyze this information in the background to debug the network problems. And this data plane state includes forwarding table, access control list, and different rules that are implemented via programmable switches. However, taking a network state in a consistent manner requires freezing the network, take a snapshot, and unfreeze the network, which is hard. Data plane snapshot collection can be avoided by collecting packet logs for every packet at every switch. And then these packet logs are processed in the background to debug the network problems. Suppose, consider if a 1,000-byte packet takes 5 switches to reach the destination, and each packet generates 40 bytes at each switch. Then for every packet, you're generating 200 bytes of data. If the traffic is 100 terabits per second, then packet log generation itself requires 20 terabits per second. Therefore, it has high bandwidth overhead. Bandwidth overhead can be greatly reduced by selectively sampling the packets. We can generate logs for the sampled packets or mirror the entire packet that allows to do more in-depth analysis. However, the challenge is which packet to sample. For example, consider one of the problems that I have discussed earlier, silent random packet drop case. If the switch drop 1 out of 1,000 packets, unless we sample the packet that got dropped, we will not be able to debug the problem. Since packets get dropped randomly, identifying the packet to sample is tricky. In contrast to previously discussed tools, a class of tool executes SQL-like queries by storing the query state in the packet header. However, it has overhead of dynamic rule installations, such as addition and deletion of flow rules. Hopefully by now I convinced that the existing networks are complex and the tools to debug these networks are even more complex. In this work, our goal is to simplify the network debugging. Rather than implementing the debugging functionality entirely in the network, we should carefully partition the debugging functionality between network and end host devices. We show that the end host driven network debugging can debug large class of network problems with very minimal in-network support. This allows to keep already complex networks and the tools to debug this network as simple as possible. We present PathDump. I will give a high-level overview of how PathDump simplifies the network debugging. It has mainly three components. First, switches in PathDump are simple. In addition to usual operations, before forwarding a packet, switch check for a condition. If the condition is met, it embeds switch ID into packet header. This is done with one-time installation of small number of flow rules. Switches are simple because it doesn't require to perform complex operations. There is no collection of data plane snapshots, no per packet per switch log generation, no packet sampling, no packet mirroring, and we don't require dynamic rule installation of flow rules. Switches in PathDump just need to add ID into packet header. Upon receiving the packet, end host extracts the packet header information and store and update the flow level statistics. I will discuss more about it later in the talk. In addition, end host devices expose API for identifying, triggering, and debugging the network problems. Finally, flow level statistics stored within and across edge devices can be sliced and diced in a distributed manner using query aggregator and implement various network debugging functionalities. For example, we can correlate across the flows that are going to different destinations. Despite the simple design of PathDump, there are mainly three challenges. First, how can it support large class of network debugging functionalities? There is no easy way to answer this because we do not know of a good classification for network debugging functionalities. To get a relatively concrete answer, we examined all the network problems that are studied in the recent work. Interestingly, we find PathDump can debug more than 85% of these network problems. Second challenge is with packets that are not reaching the destination. We resolve the packet drop problem by exploiting the fact that the data centers use load balancing mechanisms such as ECMP and packet spraying. We show by the difference between the number of packets that are going in multiple paths can be used to debug the packet drop problems. Finally, we carefully optimize data plane and end host resources required for the PathDump. For data plane resource optimization, we used per packet trajectory tracing technique, which is also our previous work, cherry pick. Evaluation of PathDump over a wide range of network debugging problems demonstrate it requires minimal end host resources. In the rest of my talk, I'm going to give more details about how PathDump resolves these challenges. I'll give more technical details about PathDump by explaining three important components. First component is about packet trajectory tracing. One simple idea is to add ID of every switch that the packet encounters while it is on en route to the destination. However, this requires a lot of packet header space and is not compatible with existing switches. We overcome this problem by using link sampling idea, cherry pick, for current deployments, which is also previous work. Cherry pick builds on the observation that the data center topologies are often well structured. Instead of picking every link, it selectively chooses the link that represents the end-to-end path. For example, in a simple 4-array fat tree topology for hop case, the link that is connecting the source aggregate and the core are sufficient to represent the end-to-end path. This builds on the observation that there exists only one shortest path from core to the destination TOR. Therefore, the core switch add ingress link ID and forward it to the destination, and it can reconstruct the entire path. For longer hops, it requires one link for every two additional hops. This technique supports common network topologies such as FAT3 up to 90K servers and VL2 up to 20K servers. Upon receiving the packet, end host extract the switch IDs, reconstruct the end-to-end path with network topology as input. Because storing each individual packet header has a lot of latency and throughput bottleneck, we aggregate the information of all the packets and store records on per flow basis with path and flow as a key. In addition, we also store the packet time, flow timestamps and packet counts. Later, aggregator run debugging applications in two modes. One is on-demand to event-driven. In the on-demand case, operator issues queries to the aggregator, which gets, it in turn contacts the agents running in the end host to run this query on the local, on the local data of end host, and then it returns response to the aggregator. Whereas in the event-driven case, agents running in the end host raises alarm to the aggregator in the event of predicate violation, and it triggers debugging the network problem. Writing debugging applications using PathDump API is very simple. I will use a toy example to explain some of the PathDump APIs. Consider a flow that is going through ABC path and another flow that is going to through AC path. Then the end host has two entries. Each entry has flow ID, path information, and the number of packets. GetFlows query, GetFlows API, returns the list of all the flows that are traversed on a particular link. Here, the argument is BC, and the response is flow 1. GetPath API returns all the paths that the flow has taken. The argument is here flow 2, and the path return is AC. Some other end-host APIs we have implemented are getCount, which returns the packet count details. GetPool TCP flows returns the flows that are performing poorly. Alarm API is used to raise alarms to the aggregator. Queries written using end-host API can be execute, install, and uninstall using aggregator API. Let me walk you through some example debugging applications we have implemented using PathDump API. Suppose if the operator wants to check policy violations on certain properties of the path the flow has taken. An example policy say that the packet must avoid particular switch, 4 in this case. But if the packet went through that switch, then the operator may want to know about the policy violation. It is just 3 lines of code that that informs about the policy violation to the operator. It checks if the for every path if the switch is present or not, and then it raises the alarm. Scripts written like this can be executed on each flow and packet arrival and get informed about the policy violations. Another complex debugging application we have implemented is detecting the faulty interfaces that are dropping packets at random and do not update respect to interface counters, which is called silent random packet drop. In this case, first aggregator install poor TCP flow query at the end host. This query monitors the flows and raises alarm to the control aggregator with the flows that are performing poorly along with flow details. Then the aggregator contacts the destination of the end host and requests for the path information. Upon receiving the path information, it runs the max coverage algorithm to detect the fault interfaces. The accuracy of the algorithm improves as path data of the poor TCP flows gets accumulated. Now the question comes, how much time that the algorithm takes to detect the faulty interface with 100% accuracy? To understand this, we generate traffic using web traffic model in a simple 4-array FAT3 topology. And the listen shows the faulty interface, the number of faulty interfaces. X-axis shows the loss rate on each faulty interface. And Y-axis shows the time that the algorithm has taken to detect the faulty interface with 100% accuracy. We observe that as loss rate increases, the controller receives alerts at higher rate, and the algorithm takes less time to detect the faulty interface with 100% accuracy. Another important application is diagnosing the load imbalance case. If the operator observes uneven load split in the network, he may want to know what is the reason behind poor load balancing. For this scenario, we created a pathological case where we configured EA to send flows with greater than 1 MB to link 1 and flows with less than 1 MB to link 2. Then aggregator execute query that each end host calculate the flow size distribution based on its local data and then ships it to the aggregator. Then aggregator combines these results and constructs the final flow size distribution on each of these links. You can see that the flow size distribution on each of these links is sharply divided around 1 MB. This way, operator can understand about the degree of load imbalance by looking at flow size distribution graphs. Some other debugging applications we have implemented are detecting routing loops in the network, black hole diagnosis, detection of TCP incast at fine grain timescales. You can find more details about them in our paper. We also studied the packet processing overhead at end host and compare the results with Open vSwitch. For this, we generate traffic at line rate on a 10 gig Ethernet card. X-axis shows the packet size, and Y-axis shows the throughput achieved in each of these cases. You can see that there is marginal gap between path dump and Open vSwitch throughput. We observe that the path dump introduces a maximum of 4% throughput loss. It indicates that it has minimal packet processing overhead on top of Open vSwitch. You can find more details about how we can query in a large scale systems and the problems, then the debugging problems that the path dump can support, implementation details, and evaluation results in our paper. To conclude, data centers are complex, and their network debuggers are even more complex. To simplify, we have designed and implemented path dump. Switches in path dump does not require to perform complex operations, but it still can debug large class of network problems. Evaluation of path dump demonstrates it requires minimal data plane and end host resources. The open source version of path dump is available in GitHub. Thank you. I'm happy to take questions if any.
What kind of debug tasks is your tool inapplicable? What kind of debug tasks your tool will not work for?
Okay. So we use a cherry pick technique, which requires to trace the packets, and we assume that the packet went through only the physical switches. But let's say if the packet went through software load balancers that are running in some other end host, then the technique may break. So we are currently exploring this, how to solve this problem.